gonna meet me.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you.
A very good morning, everyone. Welcome along, and a very happy new year to one and all. That was Charlie Mingus from 1954 on Bethlehem Records, the album The Jazz Experiments of Charlie Mingus. And Mingus was on bass and piano on that particular tune. John LaPorta was playing alto sax, Tio Macero on tenor, Jackson Wiley on cello, Clem DeRosa on the drums. That was Four Hands. And next up, easing into the morning with a beautiful ballad from the Arnett Cobb album, Ballads by Cobb, where he's joined by Red Garland on piano, George Duvivier on bass, J.C. Hurd at the drums, Arnett on tenor saxophone. And this is Willow Weep For Me. It's spinning jazz. It's vinyl till 11 with me, Pete Evans. Thank you. Bud Powell on piano, Lloyd Trotman was on bass, and Art Blakey at the drums, from the album Bud Powell 57, and that was a tune called Thou Swell, recorded, strangely, actually not in 1957, in 1954. Next album this morning is from 58, and it's Blue Mitchell, and an album I was delighted to pick up in December on Riverside Records. I managed to find a mono copy of this. It's called Big Six, and the Big Six are Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Wynton Kelly is playing piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones is at the drums. It's hard bop, and it is top notch. This is a tune written by Blue Mitchell called Sir John, and this is Spinny Jazz, Vinyl Jazz, between 9 and 11 with me, Pete Evans, every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Well, one of the discoveries of the year for me last year was the brilliant American pianist Ronell Bright, and that was his trio, recorded in Paris in 1958, and that was a tune called R&R Groove. It was Ronell Bright on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and British drummer Art Morgan. It came out originally on Polydor in France, but it was reissued in the last couple of years by the excellent Sam Records of France. Check it out if you get the opportunity. Definitely a great album from start to finish. And the next track is a live one. Enjoy. Thank you. 1966 on Impulse Records, the album East Broadway Rundown. That was Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, along with Jimmy Garrison on bass and Elvin Jones at the drums. And that was We Kiss in a Shadow. And before that, a nice live extended piece from 1960 on Prestige Records, the album The Tenor Scene. And it was Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor saxophone, along with Johnny Griffin. Certainly getting our fair share of Johnny Griffin this morning here on Spinning Jazz. Junior Mance was on piano, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley at the drums. And that was Light and Lovely. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with another great tenor man, this time Booker Irvin and his Bethlehem album, The Book Cooks. And this is a tune he wrote called Little Jane. And on this track, you're going to hear Zoot Sims on tenor saxophone, along with Booker Irvin. Tommy Turrentine is on trumpet. Tommy Flanagan on piano. George Tucker on bass. And Danny Richmond is at the drums. Stick around, got great music after 10. And it's all here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Emmons, week in, week out.